Tom, you have done it again. That is not my theme music. Why aren't you playing my theme music?
Because frankly, Bob, I am sick of your theme music. I like this. I haven't heard this all night.
Tom, let me put it to you this way. Do you remember the KCRW Christmas party last year?
Sure, Bob. I remember the Christmas party.
You weren't too drunk to remember it, eh? Okay, do you remember whose wife you disappeared with for about an hour during that Christmas party? I had my camera with me at that party. Something told me you'd see it my way. Hi everybody, Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy presented every Friday night here at KCRW. Tonight we're going to listen to bits of comedy and music all having to do with the great American pastime of baseball. If you're like me, part of your heart hibernates sometime in mid-October and doesn't really come alive until the beginning of April when the baseball season begins. So I thought it might be appropriate to listen to all sorts of things having to do with baseball. And when you talk about comedy and you talk about baseball, there's generally one thing that immediately comes to mind. It's the absolute classic comedy routine having to do with baseball. And it's Bud Abbott and Lou Costello with their wonderful, wonderful piece of material, Who's On First. The more you hear this, the more marvelous the timing and the execution of this material is. Let's listen to it now.
What do you want, Costello?
Hello, Abbott. I understand that you're going to be the manager of the Lou Costello Jr. Youth Foundation baseball team.
Yes, we just organized the thing.
Oh, you did?
Sure.
Well, I'd like to play on the team myself. You know, I know something about baseball.
Well, that would be accomplished.
Well, I'd like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to them.
Why, surely I'll introduce you to the boys. But you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Nicknames, pet names, like Dizzy Dean.
Brother Daffy?
Daffy Dean.
And I'm their French cousin.
French cousin?
Goofy.
Goofy. Goofy. Well, now, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
What silly name. I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
Have you got a first baseman?
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Now tell me who's on first.
That's right.
I want to know what's the guy's name on first
base. No, what's on second
base? I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. Now, we're not mentioning third. Now, let's get together.
How did I get on third base?
You have to mention his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I face playing third
base? No, who is playing first?
I'm not asking you who's on first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on third?
What is on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
I can't change their name.
You got a first baseman?
Absolutely.
When you pay him off every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Sure he does.
Look, the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. Now, you know these players as well as I do.
You got a catcher?
Surely.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today, and tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it. I don't even... Look, all we got is a couple of days on it.
I can't help that.
A couple of
don't
days.
Don't get excited, though.
Who's your next side?
Take it easy, take it easy.
You know, I'm a pretty good catcher myself.
Tell the dummy.
Now, I'll catch today, myself. I'm going to catch.
Yes.
And tomorrow's pitching on the team.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow throws the ball, and the guy up bunts the ball.
Yes.
Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
Oh, so I throw the ball to naturally.
You do nothing of the kind. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Did I throw the ball to naturally?
But you don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
I
throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
You ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Well, say
same
it.
As you.
Say
that, say I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Naturally. Now, whoever it is drops the ball so the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caught. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What'd you say?
I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
He
I got thinking about baseball and how games are marketed today. You know, you go to a game manufacturer and they figure everything out and decide whether the game is right for the public or not, and then they market it. And it got me to thinking, supposing Abner Doubleday had called one of the game manufacturers with this new invention of his called baseball. Now, I think a phone conversation would have taken place something like this. Hello, Olympic Games. What can I do for you, Mr. Doubleday? You've got a game. How many couples? 18 people? That's a hell of a lot of people. Well, the ideal game is, I mean, 2-3 couples, you know, come over to the house, they get a little smashed, and, you know. You can't play it in the house either. I see you got two things right there against you. All right, tell me about it. All right, you got 9 guys on each side. Yeah. And you got a pitcher and a catcher. And they throw this ball back and forth. And that's all there is to it? All right. A guy from the other side stands between them with a bat. I see. And he just watches him. Oh, I see. He swings at it. He may or he may not swing at it. Depending on what? If it looked like it were a ball. What's a ball, Mr. Doubleday? You've got this plate. Uh-huh. And as long as it's above the knees, but below the shoulders... Yeah. No, go ahead. I'm listening. Yeah. It's a strike. Three strikes and you're out. And 3 balls. Not 3 balls. 4 balls. Why 4 balls, Mr. Double? Nobody's ever asked you before. Or he may hit it. If he hits it, what happens? He runs as far as he can. Before somebody catches it. As long as it stays what? As long as it stays fair. And what's fair, Mr. Doubleday? You've got these 2 white lines? Is this a rib? Is this one of the guys in the office? Who is it? Mr. Doubleday, that's the most complicated game I've ever heard in my life. Forget it. Right. Mr. Doubleday, listen, though. You come up with anything, 2-3 couples, you'll be sure and let us know, huh? All right, Mr. Doubleday, I'll be talking. Bye.
Bob Newhart with Nobody Will Ever Play Baseball. It's a good thing that the game wasn't marketed that way, because I'm awfully glad that baseball is played. And another man who is awfully glad baseball is played, in addition to being a fabulous comedian and talent in many ways, a great man of baseball is Mr. Danny Kaye. And this is probably the rarest record we're going to play today. This comes from the early days of the Dodgers in Los Angeles, and it's called The Dodgers Song.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 oh. I say O-M, O-M-A, O-M-A-L, O-M-A-L-L-E-Y, oh really? No O'Malley. Sandy Koufax, oh my Drysdale Morley, Wills, I love you so, and we defy the J-I, J-I-N, J-I-N-T, J-I-N-T-S, Giants, Levi, Orlando Cepeda, he's at bat with the bases jammed, Orlando Cepeda, with a wham, bam, he hit a grand slam in the very first inning, but it's only the beginning. In the third, like a fight, we get 2 on and away, then fairly hits into a double play. Here comes Big Frank Howard, yes siree. Boy, what a swing! Strike three. O-dem B, O-dem B-U, B-U-M, B-U-M-S. Them bums, them bums, them dry bums. Oh, they may be bums, but they're my bums. Top of the fifth, say hey, Willie Mays hits a three-bagger down the right field line. But he's out trying to stretch it to a homer as Roseboro tags him on the bottom of the spine with the crack you can hear all the way back up to San Francisco. Open your hospital! Inning six, Maury Wills draws a walk in the coach's box. Leo DeRocher, Leo DeRocher starts to wiggle and to twitch. A signal? No, an itch. Go, Maury, go, Maury, go, go, go. Maury goes, the catcher throws right from the solar plexus. At the bag, he beats the tag, that mighty little waif. And umpire Conlon cries, you're out! Out? Out? Down in the dugout, Alston glowers. Up in the booth, Vin Scully frowns. Out in the stands, O'Malley grins. Attendance 50,000. And what does O'Malley do? Bottom of the ninth, four to nothing, last chance, push the button. Oh, we're pleading, begging on our knees. Come on, you Flatbush refugees. Maury Wills at bat, hit it for me once. Stu Miller throws, Maury bunts. Cepeda runs to field the ball and Hiller covers first. Haller runs to back up Hiller. Hiller crashes into Miller. Miller falls, drops the ball. Conlon calls, safe. Yay, Maury! Gilliam up. Miller grunts. Miller throws. Gilliam bunts. Cepeda runs to field the ball and Hiller covers first. Haller runs to back up Hiller. Hiller crashes into Miller. Miller falls, drops the ball. Conlon calls, safe. Yay, Conlon! Willie Davis gets a hit and Tommy does the same. Here comes Mr. Howard with a chance to win the game. Hit it once! Big Frank bunts! Cepeda runs to field the ball. So does Hiller. So does Miller. Miller hollers Hiller. Hiller hollers Miller. Haller hollers Hiller. Points to Miller with his fist. And that's the Miller Hiller Haller Hallelujah twist! The Davis' score is 4-4. Howard's still running the bases. From second to third, it's almost absurd. Amazement on everyone's faces. He's heading for home. He hasn't a chance. The poor nut is going to be dead. But the ball hits him right in the seat of his pants. And he scores. That's using your head. So I say D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all hard. All heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant?
Yeah, there was the former owner. I think he sold his partnership in the Seattle Mariners, Mr. Danny Kaye, with the Dodger song, Oh Really? No O'Malley. Let's give the Giants of that period a little bit of equal time with a song by the Traineers called The Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, featuring Willie Mays himself on vocals.
Go get it, Willie!
Say hey, Willie, go get it!
What do you mean, go get it? Man, that ball's way in left field.
I don't care what field it's in. Willie plays all the field.
Every time we come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the field.
That's right.
Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay. Hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irvin's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time, I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say, hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball is long gone, man. Hits it farther than camp began. Swings the bat like a little late pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who.
Swing it at the plate. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. That Giants kid is great. He runs the bases like a choo-choo train. Swings around second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when he passes third. And he heads home like an eagle bird. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who.
Swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. That Giants kid is great. Yes, he covers center like he had jet shoes. The other batters get the Willie blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who.
Swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. That Giants kid is great. An awful jam, but now he's back and he's Leo's joy, and Willie's still a growing boy. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who.
Swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. That Giants kid is great. That Giants kid is great. Say Willie, what you gonna say?
Say hey.
I just realized I may have given you the wrong impression. That wasn't Willie Mays on the lead vocal. That was the Traineers, and I'm sure you were able to tell where it was Willie Mays. Let's move back to the Dodgers now. For any of you who are Dodger fans out there, 1981 was a fabulous year. We beat the Yankees that year. I don't want to express any favoritism, but we beat the Yankees that year. And the Yankee fans were fond of singing New York, New York as their battle cry. And not long after the World Series ended, sadly for the Yankees and happily for the Dodgers, four of the Dodgers got together and formed a group called the Big Blue Wrecking Crew and made a record for charity. And they give us their rendition of New York, New York. And here we have Steve Yeager, Rick Monday, Jerry Royce, and the late lamented Jay Johnstone singing New York, New York.
Thank you.
truly the definitive version of New York, New York, as performed by Steve Yeager, Rick Monday, Jerry Royce, and Jay Johnstone. There are those who feel, and I must admit I am one of them, that the Dodgers would have had a much better shot at the pennant last year if they hadn't dumped Jay Johnstone in favor of Jorge Horta. Speaking of late lamented Dodgers, let's listen to a song recorded in 1976 on the joys of playing third base, as sung by a man who is currently playing third base for the Chicago Cubs. Here's Ron Say.
Spring, and when the summertime comes, I'll still be doing my thing. And if a fall wind is blowing, I dodge a pennant flag. I'm playing the third base bag. Well, I never get tired of dust in my eyes, or chasing ground balls, or catching pop flies. Standing here on a gorgeous day, it's time to play. I can't believe I made it, but I know it's no gag. I'm playing the third base bag.
Penguin himself singing Third Base Bag is recorded in 1976 on Long Ball Records. Too bad, we will miss the Penguin. One thing I forgot to mention about the Big Blue Wrecking Crew record is that it featured the ubiquitous Helen Dell at the Dodger organ. Those of you who are devotees of the game and go to games at Dodger Stadium know that you can always count on the fact that when the tension is mounting and bases are loaded and there's two outs and the game is at stake and the pitcher is being pulled and there's a break in the action, you can always count on Helen Dell to play something really appropriate like Chim Chimney or you know, Sunrise Sunset, something along those lines. And as annoying as she may be, she certainly is endearing to those of us who love Dodgers and love Dodger Stadium. So I thought it would be only appropriate to listen to Helen Dell herself with the immortal baseball classic, one of my very favorite songs in the world, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Hit it, Helen.
Thank you.
And for another version, and this time a really terrific version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, here's a fabulous pianist and a nice man to boot, Johnny Guarnieri, playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Fabulous, Mr. Johnny Guarnieri with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That's about all the time we're going to have for this edition of Funny Stuff. I hope you liked it. Something a little different, our baseball special. Next Friday night, it will be the 13th, will be preempted for the final in the series, at least for a while, of Santa Monica Chamber Music Concerts. Coming up on the 20th is a fabulous program with Brother Theodore. He's very unusual and brilliant, and I love him. I think you'll like it. It's a terrific piece of material that I'm going to be playing. Then on the 27th, according to the program guide, we will be preempted. But we will not be preempted. I'm taking advantage of this little gift of a program that we're going to have, and I'm going to rerun the Tom Lehrer show that we did. It's an exclusive interview with Tom Lehrer, and it's very interesting. Those of you who plan to tape it, it's 38 minutes long, so it's a little longer than usual. You'll have to use a 45-minute cassette. But 90 with 45 on each side. that'll do it for tonight. This is your host, Bob Glaster. Thank you for joining me, reminding you to keep that sense of humor well exercised. You never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.